The first military post to welcome Afghan refugees in July ended its program on Wednesday. Fort Lee in Virginia was one of 8 installations the Pentagon chose to temporarily house evacuees. But the Afghans who went to Fort Lee have now all been resettled. Still, many evacuees remain at military spots elsewhere in the country. Let's get a new update now with Krish Omara Vignaraja. She's on the front lines of this as president of the Lutheran Immigration and Refugee Service. Krish, hi again, and thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Now, your organization has worked closely to resettle Afghan families. For those who have found homes, how are they doing? What do they need?
Well, it's been a hopeful new beginning to a new life here. Obviously, they're trying to settle in, find affordable housing, make sure they know what's happening with their family left behind in Afghanistan. But there is so much hope alongside that anxiety. And it's been really amazing, the outpouring of support that we've seen in communities all across the country.
Have you met with some of these families? Do you have a picture of the situation that you can share with us to help us understand?
Yeah. So since August, I have met with a number of families, and they come with hope and fear. You know, I actually just met with a number of them at a job fair in Northern Virginia, where, you know, they came eager to start being contributing members here in America. But of course, they're still worried. They're asking questions about what we can do to help family that remains in harm's way with the Taliban seeking retribution in many cases. So we're trying to deal with helping them resettle and, you know, get a foothold, as we're also dealing with the worries, everything that they think about the,
sure,
the home they left behind.
Totally understandable. Well, the last evacuees that went to Fort Lee in Virginia have left. There are still many more still in temporary military housing elsewhere in the country. What's the situation there? How many people are still awaiting homes, and can the system handle them?
Yeah, so we have tens of thousands of Afghans who are still on the military bases in the U.S. We had one military base which closed its doors to Afghan families just in this last week at Fort Lee. But obviously, there are a number of military bases across the country that are still being used. So, you know, about 25,000, a little more than that, who are here in the U.S. But we also have tens of thousands who are on lily pads abroad, who are still waiting to come here to the U.S.
Mm. Now, I understand the White House announced last week that the fees for applying for work permits and green card status in the U.S. would be waived for Afghans coming to this country after July 30th. What is the process for them applying for permanent status? Are some Afghan families already moving down that track?
They are, but it's obviously a very slow process. We have been advocating that humanitarian parolees, which is how largely these individuals came into the country, that they be allowed to access special immigrant visas and the traditional refugee resettlement program. Unfortunately, that hasn't come to pass yet. And so right now they have to enter the asylum program. It's obviously incredibly backlogged, as we know, by the fact that there are more than a million,
sure,
who are seeking,
yeah,
asylum. And so, you know, they're starting to work with lawyers. But, you know, candidly, this is a prohibitively costly, long process. And so, you know, they know that patience is a virtue, but it does add to the anxiety that they're already feeling.
Yeah. Now, it's been reported that Afghans en route to the U.S. who cannot pass the special vetting process might be sent back to Afghanistan. Is that a possibility?
It is. And we knew that that was going to be the case even in August, as we were advocating for an evacuation. This is why we thought it was really important to look at places like Guam, which could have been kind of a holding location as that vetting was happening. We haven't found many examples of people who've arrived here to the U.S. just because the vetting was happening in third countries. But, you know, we are expecting that there are some individuals who have been vetted, who have been flagged, who are in third countries like Qatar, who may be sent back. But honestly, I think it's still unknown what the process will be.
Okay. That's Krish Omara Vignaraja, president of the Lutheran Immigration and Refugee Service. Krish, thanks again.
Thanks for having me.